Devi Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Ashtapraisha Patreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiti Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tirandasya, Gyanandana, Salataya, Chakshulamrita, Dena, Tashmai, Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya, Mano, Vishtam, Stavitam, Dena, Bhutare, Swayam, Rupa, Dadamayam, Dadati, Swapadam, Vandiham, Sri Guru, Sita, Padakamalam, Sri Guru, Vaishnavamsa, Sri Rupam, Sakadatam, Sahagana, Raghunatam, Vikam, Tam, Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Harijana, Saitam, Krishna, Chaitanya, Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahajano Navita Sri Visakam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gopangi Radhe Kanta Vanishwe Krishavanam Sukhe Paramahani Hadike Vantakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Jaivacha Paditanam Pavayo Vaishnavo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sarvasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grant us Srimad Bhagavatam. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, the history of the mind of Ajahn, text number 7. Shri Shukha Uvacha Na Che Vihai Vapa Chittim Tatam Hasa Kritasya Kuyan Mana Kukta Anibi Dhruvam Sa Vai Pretya Narakan Upaiti Ye Kirtita Me Bhavatas Tikma Dhatanaha Shri Shukha Uvacha Na Che Dihai Vapasthi Chantatam Hasa Na Che Dihai
Krita Sekuryan Mana Ukta Pani Di Durvam Savai Pitya Narakhanu Pai Chi Ye Kirtita Ambe Bhavata Chigmayatana Chedi Haiva Pishitam Jatam Hasa Krita Sakuryan Mana Ukta Panidi Durvam Savai Pritya Narakhanu Paichi Ye Kirtita Ambe Bhavata Tigma Jatana Chedi Hai Baba Chitam Jatam Hasa Krita Sakuryan Mana Ukta Panidi Yoravam Savai Pritya Narakhanu Paichi Ye Kirtita Me Bhavata Tigma Yatana
Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, atonement, yata, duli, am sahakritasya. When one has performed
sinful activities,
Kuriat
performs.
Manaha,
what the mind,
Okta,
words,
Panibihi,
what the senses,
Druam,
undoubtedly,
Saha,
that person,
why
indeed,
Pretya,
after death.
Narakan,
different varieties of hellish conditions.
Upaiti
attains.
Ye,
which
Kirititha
were already described.
Me,
by me,
Bhavata,
unto you.
Tikmajatana,
in which there is very terrible suffering.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, this is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki.
Sukadeva Goswami replied, my dear King, if before one's next death, whatever impious act one has performed in this life with his mind,
words,
and body are not counteracted through proper atonement according to the description of the Manu Samhita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you.
Please repeat.
Sukadeva Goswami replied,
my dear King,
if before one's next death,
whatever impious act
one has performed
in this life,
with his mind,
words,
and body
are not counteracted
through proper atonement
according to the description
of the Manu Samhita
and other Dharma Shastras,
one will certainly enter
the hellish planets
after death
and undergo terrible suffering,
as I have previously
described to you.
Purport.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that although Maharaj Parikshit was a pure devotee, Sukadeva Goswami did not immediately speak to him about the strength of devotional service, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 26. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati kyaitan brahma bhuya kalpate. Devotional service is so strong that if one fully surrenders to Krishna and takes fully to his devotional service, the reactions of his sinful life immediately stop. Elsewhere in the Gita, chapter 18, text 66, Lord Krishna urges that one give up all other duties and surrender to him, and he promises, Aham tvam sarva pavibhyo mokshayishyami. I shall free you from all sinful reactions and give you liberation. Therefore, in response to the inquiries of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, his guru, could have immediately explained the principle of bhakti, but to test Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence, he first prescribed atonement according to Karma Kanda, the part of fruitive activities. For Karma Kanda, there are 80 authorized scriptures, such as Manu Samhita, which are known as Dharma Sastras. In these scriptures, one is advised to counteract his sinful act by performing other types of fruitive action. This was the path first recommended by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. And actually, it is a fact that one who does not take to devotional service must follow the decision of these scriptures by performing pious acts to counteract his impious acts. This is known as atonement. Sukadev Goswami replied, "My dear king, if before one's next death, whatever impious act one has performed in this life, what is mine? Words and body are not contracted through proper atonement according to the description of the Manu Samhita and other Dharma Sastras. One will certainly enter the hellish planet after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you." Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sukadev Goswami said here, to Maharaj Parikshit, "What I have described to you in the fifth canto, chapter 26, the different divisions of hellish planets for different kinds of activities, sinful activities the living entities have performed, are performing, it is true. Therefore, before anyone who is very, very intelligent gives up this present body, we must try to finish these sinful activities by the process of devotional service. The human form of life is given to us for this purpose. We should remember, Sukadev Goswami did not give punishment to the animals. He didn't describe the hellish planet for the animals. He described only the hellish planet for human beings. Because in the human platform of life, we have wonderful opportunity to end up the sinful activities. If one fails to do that, Sukadev Goswami said, there are divisions of hellish planets waiting for all. There is nothing like independence for conditioned souls. There's nothing like independence. Independence is ignorance. Sukadev Goswami said here, the activities which we perform in the mind, we are responsible. The activities which we performed with words, we are responsible for them. The activities which we perform in action, we are all responsible. All of them, the activities in the mind, the activities, the words, and that they will lead us to that gross activities which we perform. That we can see practically in the life of Bhrigumuni. Bhrigumuni, he did mental sinful activity, verbal sinful activity, and he ended with gross sinful activity. And the result was that he became a demon, a jungle hunter. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 17, in purport, that all jungle hunters are demons. That means Bhrigumuni, a muni, became a demon. Not just ordinary person, a muni, who has a powerful father, he has powerful brothers, he has powerful association, and he has spoken powerful philosophies. The conclusion of all this was that he became a demon. Now the muni, he saw that, oh, my brother, Bhrigumuni, is a muni, he's a devotee, he's supposed to have a control over the senses. Now the muni, he noticed that his brother is not. Instead, his false ego is increasing every day. Taking compassion upon his brother, Bhrigumuni gave him an assignment, which, materially speaking, put him into trouble. But actually, Narada Muni wants to help him. Therefore, he put him in a very difficult task that he has to learn in a hard way. Those who are not very fortunate to learn through hearing or through seeing, they will learn by experiencing it in a very difficult way. Because Muni faced that difficulty. So Narada Muni, he came when all the sages have gathered to perform sacrifice, and asked them, all of you are very intelligent. You are studying the sastras, you are chanting so many mantras, you are performing so many pujas, right? In Krishna consciousness, there are so many wonderful activities we are performing. Narada Muni is using his brother to teach us. In everything that we are doing, what is the ultimate result? Are we sure we are going to get back home, back to Godhead with what we are doing? Although the things we are doing, they are all auspicious. Chanting the holy name of Krishna is auspicious. It's the best thing one can do. Worshipping the deity is the best thing, but Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he told us that there was a pujari who was serving the deity, the most closest person to Krishna. A pujari became a ghost in his next life. He was not worshipping a ghost to become a ghost. He is worshipping Lord Krishna, directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the result was that he became a ghost in the next life. That was not the purpose. That is not the purpose of worshipping Krishna. The purpose of serving Krishna is to become his pure devotee. But it has a process, and Narada Muni is pointing it to us through his teachings in different ways. Pure devotees, they have interest to help conditioned souls. So Narada Muni, he takes interest to help us. So he's checking our activities. He's checking the quality of all our devotional service. What is the quality? So Narada Muni says, you are a Muni, and all of you here are Munis. You are performing jagyas every day. You are chanting mantras every day. You are discussing scriptures every day. You are attending classes every day. We are hearing. Are we really hearing, or are we really doing what? Doing what is really pleasing to Krishna, not the one is teaching. So he told, and all of them became confused. Some of them, Narada Muni, were looking at them, just see. Can a devotee be bewildered? Can a devotee of Krishna be confused and bewildered? Long time back, the sages, they gathered. Not in Navasaraya, they gathered somewhere. And what was the topic of discussion? The Easter ghost they were going to have was, can a devotee of Krishna who is serving Krishna in full surrender be miserable? They all gathered to discuss it. So the Ramudi is doing the same thing here. You are all Munis, you are all devotees, doing so many wonderful activities in Krishna consciousness. Are you happy or you are miserable, confused and bewildered and insecure? Paramonism is doing that here. So he asked him a question, all of them became confused. And Paramonism said, just look at. Just look at. So what Goswami is speaking here. If we are not able to properly attune, he used that word here, by following a proper method for attunement, through proper attunement according to the descriptions of the Manu Samhita and all Dharma Shastras, we will surely go to hell. It doesn't matter the position we have. It doesn't matter. What matters is what is the quality of the activities we are doing, or what is the interest behind everything which we do. So he saw that we were all confused and bewildered. So looking at all of them, say, you, my brother, your own ego is higher than all others here. Therefore, you should come. Go and find out among Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, which of them is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you want to punish a person who has no control over his senses or her senses, give the person a very big position. That's the best way to punish a person who has no control over his or her senses. Give the person a big position. When he has a big position, his ego would multiply by millions. And the result will be that he will offend everyone, including Paramahamsas, like Maharaj Nahusha. Nahusha, a powerful sadhu before, who has no attraction for material sense gratification. The demigod requested him to take the position of leading him when Indra were having problem. And as soon as he got to the throne and he got to the position started intoxicating him. He became completely bewildered. And he has to request for Agatsamuni to come and carry him on the palanquin. Agatsamuni, he gave Lord Ramachandra the weapon and the mantra to kill Ravana. Not only that, Agatsamuni, if you place him on a scale on this side and place Mount Meru on this side, Agatsamuni will bring down the scale and he will lift the mountain up. That is Agatsamuni. And Maharaj Nahusha asked him to come and carry him on a palanquin. That is the danger of having uncontrolled senses. The consequence is destruction. Very dangerous. So Narada Muni, he asked his brother, you go and find out. He went to Lord Shiva, his brother. And they he did a verbal offense. Verbal offense. Like words. He told Shiva, who was happy to see him. A devotee should be happy to see a devotee. A person who is not happy, a devotee not happy to see another devotee, is a candidate for hell. So Lord Shiva was very happy to see that his brother has come. So he wanted to embrace him. Baby Muni said, no, don't touch me. Look at you. Just see. People are wearing garlands. See, they are wearing scars. Dirty. Look at the body, very dirty smelling. Ashes all over your body. You leave the crematorium. What kind of a person is this? Don't touch me. You're too dirty. Very well offense. He committed. Sukadeva Goswami, he said we should correct it before death comes. We should correct it. Before death comes, we should correct it. Then he went to Lord Shiva was angry. But anyway, it's my brother. What to do? It's my brother. So he forgave. Then he went to Lord Brahma, his father. And instead of following a proper etiquette by Dandava pranamas, he put his hand in his pocket. Hello, Daddy. How are you today? Lord Brahma was mad. My son, say Mundi, say disgrace. Any devotee who gives up Krishna consciousness is a disgrace to his family, to her family. Any devotee who gives up Krishna consciousness is a disgrace to his or her family. One should never give up Krishna consciousness in all circumstances. One should remain a devotee in all circumstances. In all circumstances, everyone should remain a devotee. To give up Krishna consciousness is very, very dangerous. Not just for you alone, what of your family members? giving up Krishna consciousness means we are wicked. No compassion. So, Lord Brahma, he looked at his son. Oh, my son, Imuni, you're supposed to know these things. You are a disgrace. What kind of a devotee are you? You cannot offer respectful obeisances upon seeing your father. This is a recommendation in the Bhagavad Gita. One should honor the superior, like the father, the mother, and the brahmanas. And here, what are you studying? You are doing Bhakti Sastri. Bhakti Sastri, you are doing Bhakti Sastri. Bhakti Vaiva, are you really doing it? How many devotees who are doing Bhakti Sastri are attending Mangalarati every morning? Bhakti Sastri students, how many of us are attending Mangalarati every morning without fail? Here, where you are doing the Bhakti Sastri and in your temple. Every morning. In your temple and also here. How many? Bhakti Sastri. Bhakti Vaiva. Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma said, it is not the certificate. What is your attitude? What is your character? That is Bhakti Sastri, Bhakti Vaiva. Your character. What is your character? What is your attitude towards Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, and his devotees? What is your attitude? That is Bhakti Vaiva. Not just dry philosophy. Nobody is sustained by dry philosophy alone. Philosophy alone cannot satisfy any person. It must be supported with practical demonstration of how we care. So the Brahma said, you are studying the scriptures. What are you learning that you don't know how to offer obeisances to your father? This is a disgrace. He was angry. Yes, the Brahma also was angry. He said, well, this is my son, what can I do? But it's a disgrace. The sinful activities which we commit follows us everywhere. It's not about changing temples or changing gurus or changing ashrams. That is not the solution. The solution is changing the heart, changing the consciousness. Not changing of ashram, not changing of temples, or changing gurus, or changing countries, changing the consciousness. So the civil activity which we perform mentally, verbally, follows us to the conclusion of gross. So he went to Lord Vishnu. After offending Brahma, Shiva, then he went to Lord Vishnu. There for Lord Vishnu, he did the gross offense by hitting his chest with his feet. And Krishna tolerated it and accepted it. Krishna accepted responsibility. He accepted responsibility for the offense which was committed, but Lakshmi Devi couldn't take it. This is perfect etiquette. Krishna demonstrated perfect etiquette here. He didn't react negatively, but other persons will react. The best way to use our anger. Again, those who attacking Krishna and Krishna's devotee. That's the best way to use anger, to control anger. So Lakshmi Devi became very angry, and as a result, Bhrigumuni fell down and became a jungle hunter, which means, according to Srila Prabhupada, became a demon. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said, we should not become demons. How to do that? He commanded, Mamchayo Abhyabhicharana. The word Abhyabhicharana is very, very significant in this verse. Prabhupada quoted it here. Abhyabhicharana. What is that? This word Krishna used it two times in Bhagavad Gita. It is chapter 14 and chapter 13. Krishna used the same word. Abhyabhicharini. That's in chapter 13. Here is Abhyabhicharana. And he properly translated it, word for word translation. One who does not fall down in all circumstances. What the result? Saguna Samijitaitan Brahma Buya Kalpate. One who performs devotional service continuously, without recreation, without break, without holiday, continuously, non-stop. But carefully, according to the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one will transcend the moods of material nature. The moods of material nature will be transcended. And proper quoted another verse from chapter 18, 66, where Krishna requested that we should surrender to him in full. She surrendered to him in full. And the result of surrendering to Krishna in full, Prabhupada explained, devotional service is so powerful. How powerful is it? Krishna told Uddhava in the 11th canto, devotional service is like a blazing fire. Anything which is offered to fire will be turned to ashes. Naturally, you turn to ashes in due course of time. Anything which is offered to fire will be turned to ashes. So devotional service is as powerful as fire, that anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness in full surrender, it is certain that will become a pure devotee, will become liberated. Because devotional service requires that we should constantly remember Lord Krishna's wonderful, mysterious activities, his pastimes, and how he appeared in this material world. For those who are constantly engaged in constantly hearing about Krishna, his activities, and practicing it in full, one will surely become a pure devotee. It is not possible for anyone to stay in this material world without sin. No one can stay in this material world without sin, no matter how pure we may be. The only way one can stay in this material world without sin is what Krishna explained. Aham tvam sarva pavibhya moksha isami ma suchaha. Aham, Krishna, tvam, you, Sarva Pavibhya, in when we become related, when we become connected through devotional service, I will free you from all sinfulness. This is the only solution. One can become free in this material world. Surrender to Krishna in full. Full dependence on Krishna. And acting under the instruction of Krishna, directed by a pure devotee of Krishna. That is the solution. That is the only way one can stay in this material world without sinful activities, and in that process we'll be able to completely destroy all our sinful reactions and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Comment or questions?
লিখনি সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যাগ মামেকম সর্বত ভজন। ফাইনাল সলিউশন এটি সাজেস্টেড সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যাগ মামেকম সর্বত ভজন অহং নাম সর্বভাবেভ্য মোক্ষ স্থানে মা সূচি। Can you solution?
Yes. That is the solution. After speaking so much to Arjuna, the Krishna concluded, now I have told you everything. The reason why I've been speaking so much, everything that I have spoken, the real thing I've been looking for is only one word. The whole Bhagavad Gita which I have spoken to you, the purpose is you surrender. Another question or comment? You have no questions? Yeah? Or no comment? We have 5 minutes to go. We are too hungry, want to go for prasadam?
Just wanted to ask how, you know, the goal is to surrender to Krishna. When we do the devotional service, we should think about Krishna all the time. The nature of mind is such a thing that it goes everywhere. So how to stay focused on what we're doing?
Yes, the goal is to think of Krishna always. Think of Krishna always. But in practice, we have realized, those who are sincerely chanting, we have realized that when we are doing so many other things, the mind is there with us. But as soon as you take chanting beat, they want to chant, the mind will fly to all directions. So what to do? That is it. That is it. Sincere question. Thank you. That is the nature of the mind. The nature of the mind is that since time immemorial, we have been accustomed to the sinful things we have been doing. The mind has not been used to pure Christian concept, thinking of Christian always, thinking favorable about Christian, Christian devotee. But now we want to do that. What to do? Lord Krishna recommended the process. And Arjuna asked him the same question. Arjuna frankly, after hearing from Krishna, he frankly expressed himself, "My dear Lord Krishna, I think that I better go and control the wind than to control the mind. The mind is very obstinate, very, very stubborn. Very stubborn. So what to do?" So Krishna recommended constant practice and detachment. Constant. Krishna did not shout at Arjuna, "What nonsense are you talking? Since all along I've been talking to you, so you're not changing." Krishna didn't say that. He appreciated. He said, "Yes, what they're saying is true. What they're saying is true. I understand. But look at the solution. Constant practice and detachment. This is a process. Secondly, anything which will give importance to must be important, and it must show it's important. The things which we don't show importance to, naturally they will leave us. For example, if you come to someone's house and you knock on the door, doesn't open. You knock on the door, doesn't open. What do? You go away. Similarly, if we want to control the mind, don't just force it by philosophy. We should not just force the mind by philosophy. We should try to
regulate the mind. You try to regulate the mind, don't just force the mind by philosophy. The mind will not listen. Regulation. How to do that? Prabhupada told one devotee who also complained, Prabhupada, when I chant, my mind is here and there. And Prabhupada said, forget the mind. Don't just remember the mind, just forget it. Just try to hear what you are chanting, that's all. Just try. Try to hear. Just try to hear. Don't worry about the mind. If you worry about the mind will be very important. It will continue to control. But forget it. If you forget the mind will forget you. Literally. And if you try this, forgetting the mind, and the mind is still jumping, increase your voice. Chant louder. Shout. But not in the... you should go back, go behind and shout. Chant very loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The mind will forget you. It will completely forget you. Oh, this man is shouting at me. Okay. I'm sorry. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.